June 4th, Paul Cummings talking to Betty Parsons. You are a born New Yorker, right?
Yes.
Could you tell me something about, you know, your family background and education and growing
up
in New York?
Well, I'm such a New Yorker. I don't think anybody can be more of a New Yorker. My grandfather had a farm on 42nd Street with two cars and a picket fence in the end of the beginning of the 18th, of the 19th century, about 1812.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty terrific. Also, he had a house on 52nd Street for many, many years. And I was born in New York on 49th Street. I always say that, well, finally, came Radio City. I always say, well, I was born on the 30th floor of Radio City. But I went to Miss Chapin School here in New York, graduated, mm-hmm. and then went to a finishing school in Lisbon, Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And got married mm-hmm. here. And then finally, when I was getting a divorce, I got a divorce in Paris. I remained in Paris for 11 years and mm-hmm. did not return.
Mm-hmm. What, do you have brothers and sisters and things?
I have two sisters. Both of them born in New York also,
mm-hmm.
and married. One married Thomas McCarter from New Jersey, mm-hmm. Public Utilities, New Jersey. And the other one married a man from Washington. She has one child. She mm-hmm. had one child with a great friend of mine, Winnie
mm-hmm.
Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And the other sister lives in Marion, Massachusetts, and she has three children mm-hmm. that have children,
mm-hmm.
still alive.
So there's a good family there.
Yes. Yeah. My mother was from the South. She was French from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was Irish. I got Irish, French, and English.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a large family in the South too, from on my mother's side. I mean, a great many cousins. She was she was one of nine children.
Oh goodness!
And they all had many children, so I have many cousins.
So a great number of them.
Yes.
Are there any other art interests in the family, or are you the only one?
Well, on my father's side, they were intellectuals. Like president of Yale, the very first president of Yale College rather was the first president,
mm-hmm.
Abraham Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they were more intellectuals, teachers and so on,
mm-hmm.
and business people. My grandfather was a good businessman. He lived up in Ramapo,
mm-hmm.
made quite a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
My father spent his life losing money. He had a gift for that. I mean, if he never worked, he would have been a very rich man.
Really?
Well, because he was left a certain amount, he spent mm-hmm. his life losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that happens to some people.
I know.
My grandfather in the South had the greatest library in the South.
And which library?
He signed the Confederacy,
mm-hmm.
Miles, Poche Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Poche Miles from New Orleans. His mm-hmm. mother was a Miles. Miles, you see, they were French.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very Americana. Also, I'm remotely related to Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I have many Hamilton cousins on my father's side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nobody could be more American.
All the way through. That's marvelous. Well, how was it, you know, what was it like growing up in New York?
Well, I liked it. I used to play in Central Park, and Miss Chapin School was all right.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Quite enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. In those days,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was much quieter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it horses and
mm-hmm.
everything was a horse then.
Yeah.
And so,
did you travel? I mean, in around the country before you went to Europe?
Not very much. My family went to Florida. Mm-hmm. Mother built one of the first houses in Palm Beach in 1908. So we used to go to Florida in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And Newport in the summertime. My grandfather and I were one of the founders of Bailey's Beach. He's one of the early Rhode Islanders because his wife was a Rhodes.
Oh.
You see, on father's side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to Newport I spent 17 summers as a kid at Newport.
Oh my. You really know it.
I know.
You know?
Sure, Lord. I really know. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Well, I think physically it's beautiful, but I don't especially like it. It's too formal for me.
Mm-hmm.
And being an artist, it's much too formal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's less so now, but then it was very formal.